as we go into practicing metta for difficulties using rain grain practice, we want to take really good care of ourselves. And to embody those qualities of equanimity that can really help us embrace the moment fully as a friend. So we want to once again settle in a way that's grounded, balanced, a sense of courageous poise and a big view. And so taking a few moments to really truly feel the ground, the unconditional support of the earth at your feet, legs, bottom, hands. And taking care of balance. Let the body move a little, sway, left, right, front, back, find balance. And continuing to be grounded. Engage with that courageous poise, shoulder rolls up, back and down a few times, ultimately flattening shoulder blades to the back to cultivate a nice, strong, straight back and a soft, uplifted front for a sense of courageous poise, along with balance and groundedness. And breathe into that. And then caring for head and neck, that it too is balanced with the chin neutral, parallel to the earth, the eyes, whether open or closed, have an outward gaze. As if we're a mountain or a tree or a wise elder that looks out over time and space with a big view. Feeling into body breathing with these qualities of equanimity. And feeling body breathing within the body, however feels easy and stabilizing for you. Endeavoring to meet the moment fully. To meet it as a friend. From this grounded place, recognizing and allowing the other experiences that will show, the thoughts and emotions and the sounds. We recognize and we allow them to move through, and we come back to our anchor, back to body, with our postures. A little added intention for cultivating calm by this repeated return to our anchors, yet pushing nothing away. cultivating a friendly awareness that keeps meeting whatever arises. And as you've been practicing, there may have been some difficulty that has repeatedly arisen, or you may have decided ahead of time to invite in a particular difficulty. This is our inviting Mara to tea. Making sure it's not too intense, 1, 2, no more than a 3 out of 10 in intensity. Remembering it'll inflate as you open to it. So taking a bit of time for what the situation is, the who, the what, the where, the when, and when of it all. Noticing if you start to feel some stress in the body. You do need to feel something in the body to really engage with the practice of rain grain. So if you don't, choose something else. And then as you're ready, remembering to really ground again. So just really ground in the body as we've been doing with our equanimity postures. Feel the ground, the balance, the courageous poise, the big view through the body. And holding your situation of concern in mind, engaging with rain, recognize it, perhaps give it a name, perhaps perhaps there's a predominant emotion, sad, anxious, worried. And resolve to really allow your feelings around the situation in, maybe a multitude of feelings, really allow them in, inviting Mara to tea. And then investigating through the body. So just notice how it all lands within you. And all the while we remember the end of rain, which is the non-identification. It's not always so. It's nature rolling on. And we'll come ultimately to the end of rain as nurture with our metta phrases in another couple of minutes. But let the end of rain inform that recognition, allowing, and investigating from a very grounded place in the silence. Naming and allowing emotions as they show, feeling them through the body with kindness, curiosity. And take a half a minute more for your rain practice. And when you feel done enough, really re-engaging with our postures of equanimity, grounded, balanced, courageous poise and big view, and breathe into it with your anchor. picking up further on the end of rain as nurture, and offering yourself your own metaphrases that really fit for this situation. Soothing touch can be added into our postures. Your own phrases, or perhaps from Boundless Heart. May I be safe and protected in the midst of this. May I be peaceful in the midst of this. And may I live with ease and kindness in the midst of this. Practicing in the silence with the phrases that suit you. Keeping that sense of embodiment throughout. And you might possibly care to send metta to a benefactor or a friend whom you know would really care about how this situation is for you, so that you can feel their support even as you send metta to them, if that feels helpful. And then bringing the phrases back to yourself when you feel ready. May I be safe and protected in the midst of this. Peaceful, ease and kindness. And then taking time to wrap up the phrases for yourself and just rest again in the postures in your anchor. And then listening to this poem that has a metaphor about opening to the difficult, opening to dukkha, using an aeronautical metaphor. You may possibly have heard it before. Edward Field, his poem, Tailspin. Tailspin. Going into a tailspin in those days meant curtains. No matter how hard you pulled back on the stick, the nose of the plane wouldn't come up. Spinning round, headed for a target of earth, the whine of death in the wing struts, instincts made you try to pull out of it that way, by force. And for years, aviators spiraled down and crashed. Who could have dreamed that the solution to this dreaded aeronautical problem was so simple? Every student flyer learns this nowadays. You move the joystick in the direction of the spin. And, like a miracle, the plane stops turning and you are in control again to pull the nose up out of the dive. In panic, we want to push the stick away from the spin, wrestle the plane out of it. But the trick is, as in everything, to go with the turning willingly, rather than fight. Give in, go with it, and that way, come out of your tailspin whole. And that way, come out of your tailspin hole.